grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. You're talking about henna, henna, henna. Aiko, aiko, ande. Giacomo Fino, anane.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling. You have two jet setters as hosts officially.
It's true. Touchdown.
Touchdown.
Touchdown. Touchdown from Canada. I'm back in the States.
You used your passport.
I used my new passport.
You have a stamp. That's so cool.
They didn't stamp it.
Oh, well.
I thought I was all excited. I was like, you know, let's not stress it. They will stamp it at some point.
Right.
No stamp to be had. I guess it's different with Canada.
Even on the return trip?
No, even on the return. Also, we should say I very nearly didn't make it there because I went to the literal wrong airport, you guys.
What a nightmare.
I went to Newark, which whoever elects to go to Newark, I went to Newark instead of the correct LaGuardia. But don't worry, we worked it out. We'll tell you about it later,
We'll
guys.
Tell you about it later. For those of you who don't know, Matt just went to Montreal for the Just for Last Festival. Huge deal, huge deal. The city shuts down for it. The industry shuts down for it, bitch. But before we get to that, and before we get to our guest, I just want to make a huge announcement.
A new announcement.
I'm officially a Soul Cycle Warrior, which means that during... This is Warrior Week. Is ending tomorrow.
Is that like getting a black belt?
No, it's... if you take four classes within a week, this very specific window of a week... You get your name on the website.
Me, oh my.
You get a beer koozie, a phone case, and a tote bag for free.
The beer koozie seems
redundant. For free, for the low price of confidence, athleticism, sports, and a cumulative total of $170 worth of classes. But
Holy shit.
You know what? We'll see if it's worth it. I think it's worth it.
I think I see you getting stronger and getting slimmer and getting more confident.
Here's a strong, slim, confident guest that we have on
the show
tonight.
I agree. What a seg.
Let's go through the credits.
Let's do that. I mean, right here on the Forever Dog Podcast Network, you're going to be hearing Turner Masters Memory Hospital. It's coming out, you guys. And let me tell you, it's going to be a maelstrom of vocal character performances.
Yes, yes.
Including ours truly.
Ours truly.
Ours truly. That's the plural of yours truly,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, that's right.
Also, you guys, it's a guy thing at Union Hall.
Ooh.
She hosts with Patty Harrison and Mitra Druhari. I mean, you know him, you love him.
Iconic.
And of course, the amazing solo show at the Duplex, which is happening again?
Mm.
Okay, amazing. It's called The Twist.
She's gorgeous. Please welcome
Catherine Cohen.
I can't express how long I've been waiting for this moment.
You can express.
You can express.
I am such a fan of the pod.
We love.
Every time I refresh and I see there's a new app, I just get on the train.
Yeah.
And I just ride it until it's done.
Let me go as far as it will take me.
For real. I'm like, I'm ready.
And you're like, I'm in Cannersey. Where am I?
This is a true joy. Fucking love Catherine Cohen.
No.
And I'm just excited that now, but if you haven't heard of Catherine, now I'm excited that you've heard.
Yes,
you've heard.
Bitch.
She's the platonic ideal of a performer.
Yes.
Truly.
Oh. One of the icons.
One of the icons.
Up and coming, I think, household name.
Oh.
I'm so excited. Already at the top of the podcast, we are foaming. At the moon.
At the moon.
I drool.
Catherine, how are you?
Oh my God, I'm incredible.
She is incredible.
Well, I was telling Hot Producer Joe.
HPJ.
That this summer I have made swimming a priority.
Wow, tell us
swimmer,
everything.
More confident.
Where are you swimming?
Yes.
How long do you swim? What's the process like? Like disrobing?
I just get away from this place as much as I can. I just go far, far, far to the lake, to the hole, to the beach, to the pool.
Yeah. To the lake, to the hole, to the beach, to the pool.
But you swim. And this is important. Cathco swims. Speaking of SoulCycle, because they are owned by Equinox. Equinox bought SoulCycle, and then
Amazon.
Lots of money. Okay, Amazon, Whole Foods, and. You are the first person who can share with me this gospel of Equinox. Mm. And Catherine even helped me decide to sign up.
I'm Equinox obsessed.
What do you love about it? What are your favorite things?
Luxury.
Yes.
Okay. Towels. But in all seriousness, it was the first place that I went and I was like, okay, I'm going to come here every day.
Right.
Because it's amazing.
Because you are motivated to go.
And then it pays for itself.
It just pays for itself.
Okay, so that is, I guess, what I get, because when you signed up for it, Bowen, and when Dave signed up for it, all of a sudden, out of the three of us, the two of them were in, and I was like, okay, am I now weird for not doing it? Because the majority in the group was doing it.
Most Americans are Equinox.
Most Americans are Equinox. It's statistic. That's actually rule number 68 of culture. Most Americans are Equinox.
Equinox members.
Yeah, and I have to say that I love the Equinox newsletter.
What is it called? Fundamentals or something?
Furthermore.
I'm furthermore. So sorry.
Furthermore. Oh, I love that.
It's
that's
psychotic,
drag.
But it's incredible.
It's psychotic, and it's not for me.
Mm-mm,
like,
me
I'm not living that lifestyle
enough. Is it a little goop?
It's goop. It's like here are these insane abdominal workouts you use with sliders. I'm like, no, I would never do this.
Yeah.
But also, I would like to someday in my elderly years to get to that level.
It assumes you're at a level already.
Yes, right. I think it does. I'd like to make a shout out on the pod.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'd like to shout out Nico Brancolini.
Hi, Nico.
He encouraged me to get an ab wheel.
Oh, sure.
And Nico is a listener, and this is the first time we're mentioning him. He's become our friend via text. We will meet in person one day, Nico.
Oh.
But he's encouraged me to use the ab wheel.
Yes.
And I have used it 2 times.
And?
And, you know, yeah.
And, you know, yeah.
It hurts.
I do not have an ab.
Okay, so I have no such ab. But, Cathco, swimming, what else is on the list for you when you go walk into Equinox?
Oh, when I
when you go, because
yeah, because it can't all just be about the pool.
I'm aimless. I'm still. I'm kind of know what I'm doing when I go in there every day, but it's like I need a regimen.
I have to share that I have indulged in a few personal training sessions.
Okay. And what are they like?
They are just like fucking squat till you drop. Okay. Just like shaking, trembling, lunging.
No.
It's horrible. I hate it so much.
But what are the trainers like? Are they?
Well, I always get new trainers because I want to pay the least amount. So I'm like, give me tier one. I'm like, I don't need tier X. So they're all like, they just graduated from college. Yeah, they're in the city. They're trying something new.
Yeah.
Their name's like Michelle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or Jason. Shout out to Jason.
Shout out to Jason. A lot of shout outs on the
Jason
pod.
Jason came to my Duplex show with his girlfriend, so nice. Who's also an Equinox trainer.
Okay. Oh my God. They're probably hot.
Oh, duh.
Are they hot?
Yeah, of course.
Are they facially hot as well as physically hot?
Yeah, they're not for me, but they are generally hot.
Yeah, generally hot. Yeah,
I like kind of a mangled, like I just got punched in the face hot.
Yeah,
that's like
for
my
sure,
type.
For sure. I'm, like the broken nose.
Yes, uh-huh. I'm gravitating towards that. The older I get, I want a mangled face.
Yes.
Yeah.
Someone who's been there.
Who is the celebrity that's so hot with a mangled face? Like,
wow.
Who is that? Who is that sex icon that is like, why are they? Oh, I know one.
Go.
Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, I think
he's
handsome.
Not that he looks like he's gotten like roughed up because he's particularly tough, but he's like a sex symbol that is like, okay.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right. But then you're like, all right.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great question because they're out there, you know? I want to say sexy mangled icon, like Nicolas Cage for me.
Ooh.
Just not attractive conventionally, but like he's got something.
There's something about that Moonstruck speech.
I've never seen Moonstruck.
You
oh my God,
got
cultural
to run,
blind
don't
spot.
Walk.
So, okay, so speaking of cultural blind spots,
yes.
We want to find out what fills up your spots.
Oh.
Yes.
We're going to ask you the question that we ask. Diddle-diddle-diddle. Filling up your little spots.
So tight.
Your little culture spots. Tight little culture spots. What was the culture that filled up your spots at a young age?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
The culture that steered you?
I think, like, base level obvious is, like, I was walking around my house growing up singing, but the tigers come at night.
Yes.
And I was practicing the shame every day. So that, like, Les Mis musical theater.
Les Mis particular.
From a very young age, Catherine Cohen fontained around the house.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Shame. Huge. Figuring out my head voice, my chest voice.
And I love that you were gravitating towards Fontaine and not Eponine.
No. Right. Yeah, it was Fontaine.
Never sang on my own? No.
Oh,
I love
on my own, but Fontaine's more of like a party track. You go in, you're out. You
yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
So I want to be able to go out after the show.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. Eponine, you have to be visible in many of the many of the.
That's so funny.
But then Fontaine does come back at the end.
Sure.
That's a thing. So, because she comes back as like an apparition, huh?
But she doesn't have to belt her tits off like she does why can't I think of the song?
Dream to Dream.
And Dream to Dream, yeah.
Well, she certainly has to be present.
She has to be present. Mm-hmm. And listen, you can be like Anne and go method and fucking pull a tooth out. She didn't actually do that, but
wait.
No, she didn't do that.
Did any of them pull a tooth out for that performance?
No, no, none of them did. But I that's just what I equate, like,
you
the
know,
pain of.
I think I was reading something that Nicolas Cage once had teeth removed for as a performance.
Oh, my God.
Would you do that?
I had.
You go.
So a little bit about me is I have a very small mouth and really big teeth. Yes, boys.
Okay, good. Line up, motherfuckers.
So when I was little, I surgically had 6 teeth removed.
Removed?
And,
oh, yeah.
And so I never had to get the wisdoms out because there was space.
Oh! Wait, hold on. So I have a question. Yes. Does this mean you always had adult teeth? Was the bitch born with a full mouth of adult teeth?
No, it was when they came in. I had them.
Really? And it was like painful.
My word.
It's all a blur.
Yeah, but like it just had to be done.
It had to be done. Yeah. I was just under, you know, 10, counting down from 10, passed out.
Passed
Wake
out.
Up.
Yes.
Toothless.
Oh my God, that's honestly, my wisdom teeth surgery was a fucking dream. Mm. It was on Vicodin for 4 days and it was a heaven.
I love any excuse to be like, oh, I have to stay in bed.
Yes.
See, yeah. I got my wisdom teeth removed, and I didn't respond well to the Vicodin. Like, I can't do Vicodin. It makes me too nauseous. But I was on, like, other drugs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
And I got really into True Blood.
Oh.
True Blood, like, really happened for me.
True Blood was your Vicodin.
On drugs.
Never
oh,
seen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, you... True Blood
will
is
I
good.
Love?
You would love. First
I think you
great.
Would love, because I feel like you would appreciate a heightened, pulpy, yet super well done. Like, it's all New York actors. Like, they're all incredible.
Well, I can get behind
really
that.
I can get behind a New York actor, honey.
I can get behind shooting in NYC.
Woo! Yes. Well, they shot it in Louisiana, but they certainly took the actors from New York. They lifted him from the New York stage and gave him an opportunity.
I want everyone to know that I am ready to be flown out.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be flown somewhere.
Yes.
It hasn't happened yet.
Is that the dream?
Hello, industry. I know. Fly her out.
Ring, ring.
I mean, yeah, that's the dream, isn't it? I don't even care about where I stay. I just want the flight.
See, I do care about where you stay.
Mm.
They did give us a nice little
well,
situation.
Come on. We got to hear.
Is it now the time?
Yes.
Okay, well,
give
you
us
guys.
The dish.
I was in Montreal for Just for Laughs, New Faces characters.
Congrats,
which
congrats.
I'm very excited. So it was a lot of fun, and I'd say Montreal is incredible.
Mm.
Like, it's an amazing city.
My hometown girl.
Your hometown girl.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
He had grew up there.
I had grown up.
I didn't know.
And, the first language, French. Can you believe this one? English, his third language.
Get out.
You know what? Sorry.
And so and so good at the language. I can't even. Now, listen. So the festival was amazing, and... We did great. We're very happy with how it went. But I do want to just say some names, you guys, of people that I want you to.
Come on.
Because Las Culturistas listeners, you know this is about to be a good part of your culture.
Yes.
So there was this one stand-up who fucking crushed. And I want to know, have you guys ever heard of Sam J?
No.
No.
All right. You guys have to check out Sam J. Go online. Just type in the name. See what comes up. Watch. I haven't gotten the chance to Google and like fully get obsessed online yet. But her set was no holds barred, killed. Like, this is going to be a superstar.
Love.
I know that she just recorded a Comedy Central half hour.
Oh, ooh. Great.
Yeah, so that's coming.
She's on the up and up. Yes. Sam J, S-A-M-J-A-Y.
S-A-M-J-A-Y. Amazing. Mm-hmm. Incredible. And then just want to shout out the other New Faces characters. Here they are. Kat Pallardy and Avery Monson. You guys can see them in L.A. They're on the same MA team called Bombardier.
Yum, yum,
and
yum.
They're both so good. Mm. I just want to shout them out. This guy, Jeff Dow from Chicago, Second City Boy. So fucking funny, you guys.
Yes.
Like, literally had a crush on.
Okay.
But beautiful wife.
Oh.
Like, gorgeous wife. Oh. Wife was part of the bit.
No.
Yes, part of the bit.
Wife on stage.
Wife on
That's
stage.
Bold.
Okay, Heidi Gardner, amazing, amazing Groundlings girl out in L.A. Uh-huh, L.A. people, uh-huh. Nico and the gang.
Yes.
Go see Heidi and the main company. Bill Posley, amazing, amazing performer. He's also out in L.A. Check him out. And then I call him my New York City bitches. We all know Miss Anna Fabrega.
Miss Anna.
Anna killed.
Of course she
no
did.
No surprise.
Just amazing.
Yeah. She's the best.
Check out Anna Fabrega. She's going to write for the new Gethard show.
Yes.
Mm.
And Amy, the Amy Sedaris show.
Sedaris. Just like world is her oyster. I mean, truly. She's truly amazing.
Yeah, yeah.
And then just three more. My girls. Matt Gehring.
Oh, okay.
You know, UCB, Maude, yes. A Few Sandwich Lovers.
Okay.
That's the name of their stupid ass team.
That's fun.
A Few Sandwich
a
Lovers?
A Few Sandwich Lovers.
All right, all right.
Matt and I's old team was Lover.
Wow. He's obviously wants to be in the sack.
Okay, okay.
And then just want to shout out real quick, John Trowbridge, oh, who I feel like God. Is my fucking sister now.
His sister.
I love him. Okay. John Trowbridge, you guys, he turned out an Eddie Redmayne impression that was like the performance of the night.
Legendary.
So, so good. So and then good. Our way back pal, Yoni Lotan.
Yoni
Lotan. Yoni, oh my God, just amazing. No. On Dipsy at UCB. So these are just like people I want you guys to check out, and you will fall into wormholes for all of them. And the festival itself was so fun, so grateful and excited. Mm. What a goal.
Mm. What a goal. What
so
a goal.
Fun.
Matt's worked his ass off for this for a very long time, and it's so deserved, and I'm so happy for him. So happy.
Kisses to Montreal.
And I've seen his set, and it is top tier. Coming golden from, icing on the cake.
Coming from literally my two favorite people sitting right here.
Stop.
I'm literally obsessed. And I'm not kidding. This is a little love fest right now, a little love fest for them, but it was an emotional week, and it was a big goal accomplished.
Well, congrats to Matt. Okay, yes. Cathco.
Yes.
Did growing up in Texas, because we had this conversation with Chrissy Shacklever, who's also a Texas girl.
Yes, Tex.
Yes.
Did you grow up with, like, she made a very blanket statement. She was like, if you were a girl growing up in Texas, you knew every Dixie Chicks album front to fucking back. And I was like, okay, I believe that, but is that, I don't know, there are exceptions.
Are you a Dix chick?
I definitely had the album. That was assumed.
Yes, yes.
But, you know, oh, God.
No, say
it. Something I was going to say about culture. I feel like being part of this evangelical school, church, camp situation held me back from culture in ways that I will never forgive.
Yes.
And never forget. Instead of reading like fucking cool authors, I was literally reading a book called Redeeming Love about a prostitute who decides she accepts the Lord and then like is worthy of marriage. And I was like, had this crush on this really Christian guy.
Uh-huh.
And so I used to take it to school and like try and get him to see that I was reading it. So that would make him like me.
Because he loved God.
Yes.
Loved God. And would love you because you loved God.
Exactly. And I can't actually think of a more boring person than this person, but I was like heartbeat.
Oh my God. Were you about to say what he's doing
heartbeat
now?
Song.
Have you kept up with him or no? We don't have to talk about
him. Yeah, I feel bad.
No.
But I think he's
doing nice
this.
Guy.
I think he went fully into it.
He went fully into it.
Oh God.
It's so interesting. I am forever fascinated.
Oh, it's so awful.
I think like adolescent religious backgrounds are as captivating to me as like pants shitting stories, because it's so everyone sort of has one, and I will listen to anyone's story about like their religious upbringings, because this might be unfair. I do want to say I kind of feel the same way about myself. Like I missed out on a lot because I was just like obsessed with the social aspect of church and
youth group
and shit.
Yes.
And like,
yes,
I could have been fucking reading, I don't know, Chaucer, you know? Like,
yeah, or even just like finding things earlier that like Bright Eyes, like I found later because I was like, I've been reading the Bible. Now I'm like, now I want to cry. Now I want to be angry.
Right.
And I'm too old to like this. But don't worry, I like it.
You like it. You're not too old to like Bright Eyes, because I went to go see Kacey Musgraves at the Northside Festival last year.
Ooh,
and
she's good.
Who opened for her butt fucking Connor Oberst.
I love.
And people turn out for Connor.
Yeah.
People still love Connor. And it was like a bunch of 40-year-olds. And I was like, oh, yeah,
we're
growing up with Connor.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's huge.
The thing about religion as a child is it's very, you have literally no say in the matter. So you could literally, like, nature versus nurture, whatever, in your nature, you could be 100%, like, not about what you are subjected to, but if your parents are deciding that this is what's going to happen, you have to sit with that for years.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Like, and also, like, I have friends that have found their own kind of religion as adults.
Yeah.
And I think we all kind of do that.
Yeah.
Even if it's not a church, you find the things that you treat religiously, you feel spiritual about, you find the things that you respond to. So it's just fascinating that, like, We still kind of do this thing around the world, obviously to different degrees, but where we just take our kids and indoctrinate them into these things that they didn't find and maybe would never have found.
Sure.
Well, what's interesting too is my parents didn't really make me be a part of it.
Mm.
my dad's actually Jewish, mm-hmm. Cohen. My mom raised us like gently Catholic because like that's what her mom wanted. Mm. But then when I was in, I was going to all these Christian schools because they were like the best schools, right. quote. And then I found all these friends who like tricked me into going to church, and then I became obsessed, and then
those
it was like
trickers.
The cool thing.
It was
and
a social thing.
It was purely social. And yeah. But then it brainwashed me into thinking like I was bad and shameful. And
you thought you were bad for having impure thoughts?
Oh, I was the horniest little bitch. Yeah. And I had to just I had to just tame it forever, and it was so fucked up that I thought it was bad to feel that way.
Oh my God.
It took so long.
What was that book called?
So much undoing. Redeeming Love.
Redeeming Love, honey.
There's so much shitty Christian cultural like music and books that's just like horrible.
I want to write a sequel to Redeeming Love that's about the prostitute falling back into sex work and like feeling empowered
by
it.
I'll tell you, the sequel to Redeeming Love is Reclaiming My Time.
Maxine
Reclaiming My Time. I'm reclaiming my time. And you have reclaimed your time.
Thank you. Yes. I'm trying.
Yes. Thank God. Because now you get to be horny as much as you want.
I am all the
and
time.
And you are horny.
You are a horny person.
I know Kath. I know she's horny.
She's a horny individual.
Horny girl.
And that's okay.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Wait, Kathco, can we talk about really quick? I think you on Mouth Time is so funny.
Oh my God.
Mouth
Thank
Time,
you.
The Reductress podcast. Listen to the Patty Harrison episode. It was so goddamn funny. It's you and Rachel Winitsky co-hosting.
Rachel is the funniest person in the world. I had no idea. I didn't really know her before I went in to guest host. And
oh,
then I
really?
I mean, no, we were definitely friendly.
Yes,
but
of
I was
course.
Like, holy shit, you
She's
are
a
amazing.
Revelation. Yeah.
Well,
the
I feel like
amazed, that podcast amazed.
Of course.
Yeah. Somebody, we had her on the show, and then everyone was reaching out about how much fun they had listening to it. And then I was like, it was so funny because we're so used to how funny she is now. We literally were just fucking crushing McDonald's the whole episode, just like shooting the
shit.
Yeah,
Gru.
That episode is called Gru.
It's a household thing
now.
A household thing. Well, I have to say, I have a monthly show at UCB East now with Dave Mazzoni called Game Show.
Yes.
And we keep trying to make Gru a part of it, and it like gets middling results.
What?
I think,
it's
I think
incredible.
You just keep doing
I
it.
I love Gru.
This is only the second show you've done, and people are like, people don't understand and think it's
they
bizarre.
They need to catch on.
I think if you do it one more time and one more show, and then it's officially a pattern.
Yeah, okay.
And then people will start like, oh, we got to go to game show so they can do Gru.
And maybe they'll understand what it is if we keep doing it. Okay,
exactly.
Cool.
But
it's okay. Like the gong and the gong show.
Exactly. But Patty's episode of Mouth Time, God, you have this one line that I replay over and over. Where you guys talk, speaking of religion and speaking of your quote earlier about most Americans being Equinox members.
True.
I think Patty was talking about how she, so Patty's playing this expert on sleighs, S-L-E-I-G-H, sleighs.
Okay.
And she says how there are Christian sleighs and there are secular sleighs.
Oh, wow.
And so, but then Patty also says, but the thing is, a lot of people in America are Christian. And then Catherine goes, in America, most people are Christian. In America, most people are Christian.
There's,
so iconic.
A lot
There's
of people are Christian out there.
Mispronouncing words.
It's so funny.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So we actually haven't really gotten into this with any guests, but we're having a horny conversation. So I want to get even hornier. I want us all to leave with rock hard penises.
Yeah.
Tonight.
I am slipping off my
seat. I want you to slide right off and then like you literally slide out the building and we go, no! That's what I want
it.
Out of today.
Can
yeah.
we all picture it?
I think we all pictured it. You like in a river of your own secretion sliding out. Who made you the horniest as a preteen?
Oh,
like who in the media?
Lally.
Who in the media did you say, oh my God, I'm so in love?
That's such a good question.
Like, because who did it for you?
Oh my God.
Josh
I mean,
Hartnett? No.
Oh my God, Hartnett. But you know who? I'll say who it was for me while you think.
Go.
Chad Michael Murray. Do you remember his fucking red nipples?
Never did it.
What?
For me.
They're so red and big.
No.
I don't know. Chad Michael
Never.
Murray, I love. And
He's not for me.
Not for me.
I've always been like, I like nerds.
So who's a nerd? Oh, do you love Seth Cohen?
Don't even.
Oh, my God.
Seth Cohen.
Adam Brody
did it for me. But the thing also is that I used to watch The OC on my mini TV, which was the size of my hand, while I worked on my 7th grade science fair project, which was
chemistry.
Get ready for this.
Oh, my God. I can't wait.
Which eye makeup remover works the best? And I was hot glue gunning and watching The OC sobbing.
Oh my God.
I used to cry to that show too. Very affecting.
Fucking love The OC.
Yeah.
It's on Hulu now. I think we've talked about this many
because
times.
I was watching The Bachelorette and it ended. And then they just started playing the Osu! And I was like, oh my God. How do they know exactly what I wanted?
They know their audience.
The algorithm.
The OC is what I credit with giving me good taste in music.
Yes, because the soundtracks. Sure.
Those soundtracks, we're go good. Listen to them. They're amazing.
So good.
They have all the hits.
Did you, do you have a Spotify account?
I have Spotify?
Well, here's the thing with Spotify is that they have, and I'll get to Spotify a little bit later.
Oh, yes, maybe we will.
Daily Mix.
I don't know. He might have some.
Oh, no.
I might come after Spotify, happening? But no, here's the thing. So Spotify has this podcast called Showstoppers, where they talk to, like, music supervisors on TV shows. Mm. And they talk to, her name is Alex Pistavis. She music supervised not only the OC, but Grey's Anatomy. Like, she, like, picked songs out and paired them. Like, she picked Chasing Cars out and, like, paired it with that scene. Like, yes.
Oh,
like,
wow. Anna Nalik. Anna Nalik.
And then she also chose Imogen Heap for the OC. Like, she,
that was iconic.
She, like, made these moments. And she just kind of talks about, like, yeah, I mean, I just picked it out. It seemed like she's so casual about it. And she's like, yeah.
People talk about Grey's Anatomy as, like, the show that, like, put music out. But it was the OC.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I get chills thinking of that Jeff Buckley situation.
Oh, my God. So yeah. Right. Also, the theme song. Yeah. Just like, that theme song really had no right, but it became iconic.
Phantom Planet and
California.
Phantom Planet was also big in the 90s, and they were on the Sabrina the Teenage Witch soundtrack. And guys, I gotta say, it all holds up. It all holds up. It's like a slightly better lit or a slightly better My Own Worst Enemy. It's a slightly better Sugar Ray, I'll say.
Oh,
wow. Sugar Ray, wow.
Every morning.
See, he was another one. See, back when he had, like, a normal human face, Mark McGrath, I used to
yes, he was
love
hot.
Him.
He was hot. No. He did it.
And
for
a
me.
Friend of ours, a friend of ours' no. sister, fucked him.
No.
Oh.
We have a friend of ours, and I will not say, because that would say who she was, but the sister fucked her.
Where?
She's groupie.
She's a groupie.
I could never swing that. I sometimes tried, like, hanging out.
It's hard. It's stressful.
I would hang out for certain people.
I don't know how.
No, I can't be that cool.
I know.
You know? But whatever. Yes.
Anyway. I would hang out for, like, Anderson Cooper. I'd be at, like, AC360.
At one of his shows. Yeah.
Hi, you were great. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, apparently he lives in a haunted, like,
firehouse.
Yes, you know.
It's haunted?
I walk by all the haunted spots.
Yes, I walk by all the fire stations.
I love the spooky.
You are dodging the question.
What?
You haven't said who made you horny.
I kind of answered with Seth Cohen and with Mark McGrath. But, like,
but you haven't said your own thing.
Okay, okay. Oh, God.
Leo?
I feel on the spot. Well, yeah. I mean, like, I, like, was as obsessed as anyone else was in 1998. But, no. You know who did it for me?
Who?
Does McSteamy count, or does Eric Dane count, or is that too
Eric
old?
Dane definitely counts.
Okay, yeah.
You were just a little bit older when you got horny.
Yeah.
I just remembered my true one.
Okay.
What's the true?
It's so true. Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Oh.
Do you know that I cut out pictures of him from magazines and glued them to my camp trunk?
Oh, wow. That's and this is that 70s show, Ashton.
Yeah.
So, like, just young, like, tall, golden retriever. Like,
oh,
yeah.
Love that.
Golden retriever. Dude,
he
kind of
has
car.
It punched in the. He's the big nose.
Oh, no. Here, no, this is
that's
the number
a beautiful
one.
Man.
No, Sean William Scott was number one.
Oh, Sean William Scott.
What?
He was I loved him.
Because he was on the cover of, like, Tiger Beat or something.
Yep. Oh. With his hands in his pockets and no shirt on.
And it was like a Marilyn Monroe sex symbol moment for me. I was like, this is the most beautiful person.
Yeah, I loved him too because he very much represented the thing that, like, Long Island tells you to like, which is muscles. He had muscles.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I think Chad Michael Murray was, like, more my inner body.
Sure.
Saying, no, this is really what you like. Mm. The tall, lean man.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Wow.
But also, I also like, oh, boys.
Oh, yes.
Boys.
Bring.
Boys. Can we fucking talk about this song?
Boys.
It's so
boys.
Good. And
it
the
is.
Video. Have you seen the video?
Yeah.
Video's great.
Fat so Jew, many though. Different kinds
I
of
love
boys.
Boys.
I love boys.
Is that the fat Jewish?
Yes.
Oh
no.
I know. What is that about?
It's the one thing about it that's like, oh, come on.
It's like the line in Woman by Kesha where she says, we just can't have nice things.
It's just take one thing off. It's what Coco Chanel says before you leave the house.
Take one thing off.
Oh, I remember.
It's a great song.
It's a good yearbook quote.
Yeah.
I don't know. I used
take
to
one oh, thing off.
I used to be obsessed with like looking at the yearbooks from my middle school and looking at all the cool older kids like had as their quotes. And
did you have a quote?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, because I just was home in Houston. And I looked at my eighth grade yearbook, and it was "Tomorrow is another day."
Goddamn right.
Truer words.
And,
it's goddamn right.
What the fuck? Who cares?
Tomorrow is another day. Stupid. Like, you know, was it maybe from that song? Tomorrow's just another day. Lilix.
Oh,
remember Lilix?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
So I wake up, put on my makeup. Yeah. Remember
yes,
that song?
Iconic. Wait, speaking of songs, wait, go.
I was just, that reminds me of the Josie and the Pussycat soundtrack, which is my absolute number one.
We just gasped in unison. That movie is far
three
ahead of its
small
time.
Words.
Do you guys know that the woman who did vocals as Josie, quote unquote, was the same... was the same the band from 10 Things I Hate About You on the roof credits.
That was them?
I got chills just
the blonde,
now.
Like Gwen Stefani, like
yeah.
Not For Nothing But
it's,
Knockoff?
It's her.
Wow.
The spinning roof
yes,
shots.
Yes,
oh, I love that.
Also,
Letters to Cleo.
Letters to Cleo?
Yeah,
Okay, what's the, oh, I love, won't you just pretend to be
yes.
nice? Could you at least pretend to be nice? Oh my God.
Or spin around, come back down, and run out of my mind. So good.
I used to just spend hours
just
daydreaming about being in a talent show and singing those songs. And finally the guy in the crowd would be like, her. But instead it was like, no, bitch, for like 18 years.
But wait, did you also know another shady thing about Spotify is they don't have that album.
Oh my God.
Nothing does.
Spotify doesn't have that album, Spotify.
Nothing does. You have to just like really be resourceful.
At me with those innocent eyes.
Oh my
so
God.
Good.
Also, the movie is so good.
It's incredible.
It has no right.
And Parker Posey.
Coming. Just when Parker Posey coming. Runs in at the end and she goes and she's like dressing them down, like, and she goes, yeah, because you know, it's, and she just like her choice of the way she says the words.
Mm. It's
just
so funny. When she first meets the girls, she's like, welcome to your party. Like, just so kooky. Great. But, like, she was giving, like, little kids like us, like, who, like, I hadn't seen Best in Show, like, at this point.
No,
like,
yeah, that was, like.
That came later.
Yeah, that came. I didn't see Waiting for Guffman. Like, I didn't know who Christopher Guest was. And I was like, who is this crazy actress? And, but she was so good and
giving
so funny.
Giving you everything you wanted but didn't know you wanted.
Exactly.
Dream.
Oh, well, you know what? I think all three of us are destined to play that kind of role and inspire a little faggot child in the Midwest.
Yeah, a little chunky chick.
Chunky chick. Yes. Catherine, wait, I just want to talk really quickly about your songwriting process. So if you guys haven't seen Catherine's work, what she does on stage, or her show, The Twist, She's Gorgeous. God, what a fucking title.
It's the best title
ever. It gets me every time. So Catherine sings her own original songs. It's this gorgeous cabaret style thing, like sort of review-esque show. Is that fair to say?
Yeah.
Talk to us about these original songs that you write, mm-hmm. and sometimes with Henry Kapersky, mm-hmm. friend
of
the show.
Yeah.
What's your process with that?
I wake up in the middle of the night.
I
gasp and I think it's time to tell my story. I will schedule time with Henry.
Yes.
Incredible musician.
Yes.
Just we all know the best.
He's out there touring Europe right now.
Oh my, the pictures.
Follow him at Henry Kapersky.
You gotta.
You see pictures of his little Italian boyfriend he made.
Ooh.
Yes, Claudio.
Claudio?
No.
Is this real?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'll go.
They've separated since, but he's going to be so mad at me for saying that, but I don't care. Leave it in.
Well, I'm the queen of like an international affair. We'll get into that later.
Oh, wait. I want to hear about that.
Okay.
So, Catherine comes over to the house and she sits with Henry and they
I just schedule.
Beautiful.
I basically just write a bunch of lines and songs and I start singing what I think it might sound like. And then Henry is like, what vibe do you want? And I'm like, Mariah Carey. And then he'll just launch into it and then I just sing over it.
That's amazing.
It's
and
pretty cool.
It comes fast. Like when it's, I feel like when it's a good song, right away it's just like, oh, this is amazing.
So then what comes first? Is it like the hook? Is it like the music first or is it the lyrics or is it both at the same
time? I write all the lyrics and then the music.
Okay, comes. And then the music comes after the lyrics.
Yes.
That's great.
I'm
sure it's not always that way.
Yeah, it's always different. But I feel like if we're obsessing over a song for too long and it's not feeling like exciting, we both have to be like,
kill your darling.
You have to.
Will it not be right because you feel like you're not laughing at it?
Yeah.
Or, okay.
I want to think it's funny. Musical comedy can be so cheesy and shitty, and I don't want it to be like, I want it to be surprising, and I want it to be really specific and really personal, and so.
Yeah, there is such a weird fine threshold between like what's successful as musical sketch comedy and what's just like pretty run-of-the-mill.
I mean, it's so easy because Henry and I will just start laughing really hard if it's good. And if we won't, then we just go to the next song.
That's the same thing.
You have to make yourself laugh with it.
There was a song we were working on once that it was so stupid. I don't even remember the hook, but there was a line that was like, should I eat old fruit?
Did that get written all the way?
No.
I think
For that line, we were hanging on because I was just... Henry and I were just crying.
Develop that. I mean, as soon as you laugh, that's how you know. Like that's how you know. Like when Matt would bring in a song for Popolette meetings, and the room would just die, and he'd be like, "Yeah, you have to."
You guys know,
guys. This is a lost, deep cut from Popolette. One of Matt's
songs.
Oh
no, this never happened.
It's called "Open Dis Jar."
Open Dis Jar. Okay. Should I do it?
Can we both do it? I know the lyrics.
Go.
All
right, it goes. Somebody come open this jar, come open this jar for me. Somebody come open this jar, if you do then drinks on me. I can't not open this jar, I have weak wrists, Somebody come open this jar, I really need to eat.
Yes.
And then someone would come out and they would try to open the jar and they couldn't do it. And I would just be like, oh, well, thanks for trying. And
they would leave the stage and I'd
be like, somebody. It would happen like 3 times, like, you know, a sketch.
Yes.
It didn't happen because we would do this thing where the group would get together at the end of like the writing month that we would have. And we'd vote in secret on the things that we all wanted to do. And it just never earned the votes.
Just like Mitch McConnell, it didn't get the votes.
Right. Mm. Maybe I'll do like a new little one-man thing, and I'll put Open
just
This
that.
Jar
That's
in it.
That's the title.
Watch like when you sit down with Henry and you come up with these like amazing melodies on top of like incredible comedic material, and I'm like, okay, so here's what I want to do. Open this jar, open this jar for me. Because you know how you can't open jars?
Yeah.
So that's like how shallow my comedic sensibility is.
It's an observation. It's an observation.
Yeah.
And should I eat old fruit? That is a real observation.
Absolutely.
I
want to see that one revisited.
I wonder what the hook was for that one. It'll come to me.
And talk about, you know, you're like, maybe I'm not giving you suggestions, obviously, but write about the mold. Write about the container, you know?
Yeah.
It was like, should I eat old fruit? Should I fall out of a jet plane?
What's the song that you guys were doing it and I literally had to come in because I was laughing so hard. I usually
what
like seclude
it?
Myself to the next room and I let them have their space.
I love the vibe of rehearsing at your place.
Yeah, because I'm
it's
like,
so
okay,
fun.
Bye. And then like they'll be doing it and I'll come in and I'll be like obsessed.
Yeah.
Wait, no. What's the best? What's the one?
The one?
Oh my God.
Zit on My Butt, I love. That's, it's, but I'm not talking about that
was
one.
Was it the Equinox one?
No.
Shit on the Street?
Shit on the Street.
Look at Me?
All of these.
Oh, I do love Look at Me.
That's my fave.
Yeah. Can you sing a little bit of that?
Yeah, it's Boys never wanted to kiss me, so now I do comedy.
Ooh.
Look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
That's what it is.
And they go,
look at me, look at me, look at me, look at me.
That's
what it
is.
I love that shit.
It's so good. I mean, this hook that Catherine wrote, when you fuck it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Because
it feels good.
I mean, it's
you guys,
earworm.
It's so good. You guys have to see the show. When is the next one?
I don't know the exact date.
Okay.
But follow me on Twit.
Yeah.
And I'll post.
Twit. All right. So it's at the Duplex, which I feel like is like a home for us all.
Oh, yeah.
I
fucking
love, feel so grateful to have discovered the Duplex.
Shout out to Thomas.
Thomas is the best. Everyone who works there is a dream.
Yes.
Truly. And talented.
Yeah.
So talented.
And the space is just like, it transports you
it's
to a different
very time. Special space.
Follow Catherine on Twitter to find out and Instagram to find out when the show is. Also follow Henry because you have to go to watch Henry when he plays. Henry will be in the piano bar of the Duplex and you can get up there and sing and he does it a lot, you guys.
Yeah.
So if you're in New York or visiting New York And even if Henry's not there, just go down to the duplex. It's such a fun time, and it's history.
And it's history. Barbara performed there. Joan Rivers performed there.
Yes, all of them.
And yeah, if you want to run into us casually, most of the time we're there at the duplex.
We're chilling.
We're hanging with Henry during his open mic nights. It's so fun. We went there the night after the election. Everyone was so sad, but it was like the one beautiful thing that came out of that night.
Oh my God! Yeah, we did go there the night after the election.
But then, Aaron Jackson and Mateo Lane led everybody in a group sing-along to Little Town from Beauty and the Beast, and it was the most joyful fucking thing. So, I mean, yeah, just catch us there. Catch us there.
Hey, if you want to catch us, I'll tell you where. The Dupe.
The Dupe.
Okay.
The Dupe.
Let's quickly read the user-submitted rule of culture.
Ooh. Okay, yes. Yeah, so now we've started doing user-submitted rule of culture, and this is a really good one. This is a really good one. And you know what? Topical for this episode. Mm. This was submitted by Lynn Schmidt, and we thank you, Lynn, for submitting this. This is rule number 103.
Know your Catherines.
Know your Catherines. And she specifically specified Catherine Hahn.
Yes.
Catherine O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara and Catherine Keener.
Oh,
and this is good
God.
Because we have Catherine Cohen, who soon will join their ranks.
Honored to join the ranks of those three incredible Catherines.
And there's, of course, Catherine Heigl. You know, we have...
incredible Catherine.
Of course, Mrs. McCluskey on Desperate Housewives. Catherine Justin.
Yes.
The past, she rest in peace.
Yes, yes.
And many other... Catherine Deneuve, famous French actress. Yes. I know so many Catherines.
I know so many great Catherines.
And that is so nice because growing up, as you know, there's the chain, or maybe, you know, Catherine's plus sizes.
Oh, what? No, I had no
in,
idea.
At least
this?
In Houston, there was a chain of Catherine's plus sizes. My brothers would all be like, look, it's you, fat.
And I'm no.
And like, that was obviously my heel.
How dare them.
So I was like, no, Catherine is a beautiful and regal name that I love.
Yes.
Regal. And here I stand.
I think it's actually one of the best names.
Because it's timeless.
It's
no matter how you spell it.
No. Yeah, exactly.
But I do love the way that you spell it.
I think without the Y is best.
Without
and
the
I like
Y.
With, I like with a C. I think it's sort of like sensual.
Catherine.
C is classical. K is a little too modern, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I do like both, but, you know, but I love a good C.
No, and listen, if you're out there listening to this and your name is Catherine with a K, I don't know. I don't know about you.
I don't know.
And we can hash this out online. Let me know.
Yeah, by all means, attack us.
Attack us.
Uh-huh. Come at me.
Yeah. At us.
Come at me.
But thank you, Lynn Schmidt. Rule number 103, know your Catherine.
I think that's true because I just watched I Love Dick.
Oh, yes.
So good.
Catherine Hahn. Yeah, she's so good in
that.
She's
incredible.
And Kevin Bacon is amazing in
the
that,
whole
too.
Thing
the whole thing is
shout
great.
Out to Phoebe Robinson.
Yes,
Phoebe Robinson.
Love Phoebe Robinson so much.
She chatted about that show on the pod when she was on.
Yes.
And I actually hadn't heard much about it yet. But everyone's saying it's great. I'm going to watch.
The book is...
I've never read the book.
You got to read the book.
Yeah.
You got to see the show. It's part of just the feminist... It's part of the meat.
Well, I didn't realize that the book was this classical... not classical, but it's just this like feminist
staple.
Text. It's
a
staple. Thank you. That's
it's great.
Yeah. And it's all these letters that she wrote to this guy that she was obsessed with. And the show is great. Like, it's so stylized.
Is it funny? Is it a comedy?
It's technically a comedy, but it's just like...
Oh, it's like one of those.
The show sent me into a place.
It's like, but it's intense. But I think it's like, they were sort of like positioning it as a comedy, weirdly, you know?
Yeah, there are some moments, but the whole thing is like, there's the big Texas sky and it's always like
it's
dusk.
It's gorgeous.
And you're just like, oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Texas. Yeah. So you must have been like, oh.
That was me in the background. No, I wish. I would love to be involved.
Wow.
I would love to be involved.
Season 2. Can you stream all episodes?
Yeah.
On Amazon Prime.
One of those? Oh, so it's one of those.
Jill Soloway. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. And I think the Duplass brothers? No. Maybe not.
No.
He's another one. He's one that you don't really want to fuck, but then you
I
watch
fuck both
him.
Of them.
Yeah.
I'll
no, the one on Transparent, he's hot.
And the other
I
one.
I like the other one.
Older, nerdier one.
You know, I like the nerdy.
You love nerdy.
I used to think it was so like brave of me to be like, I want a nerdy guy and I don't care about muscles. And now it's like, everyone's like, yeah, those are hot guys.
I'm secretly attracted to fuck boys. So I think that like, that's why, that's why I like him in the show. It's because he's such a fuck boy on that show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
But I also only watched the first season.
Oh, you.
Transparent? No, that's good. You got to watch the other
it's
ones.
The best.
Is it the best?
It really is.
Good.
I watched it and I was like, see, it just lost me a little bit. It didn't grab me like, say, this season of The Bachelorette.
No. Okay.
Are you guys watching? You are. I made you watch those.
You made me
watched a few eps. Who won?
There's no winner yet, but there's a final three.
I just can't.
And this week, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, the men tell all.
Here's the thing. The episodes are each 17 hours long.
Exactly.
And I'm like, what is my
life?
They
are so long, and you're either down for it or you're not.
That
Bowen
is exactly how I feel for it. Like, we were watching the one from last week where they all go to Spain and met Rachel's parents last night. And, like, God, it was just like, it felt like an eternity had gone by. And I was like, we're almost done with this, right? And it was like 35 minutes
in. I hit the button
in,
and it was like halfway done. Yeah.
Into like an 88 minute show. And I was like, no way.
Mm-mm.
No fucking way. And so, I mean, I like it. It's good television.
For sure.
I want to say Brian is horrible. I'm team, what's his name?
Do you like Eric the Silver Fox? Or, no, Eric is not the Silver Fox. Eric is, the guy,
Eric is
like,
Baltimore, and
Eric
then,
is Baltimore, and then Peter is from Madison, Wisconsin.
I like Peter a lot, but he's also stoic and like too aloof, and Rachel does not need that.
Well, Eric straight out told her that he was in love with her, and then they went to the fantasy suite, which means they banged, and also the next day, and they looked like two people who had like had a really good time banging.
Gotcha.
Okay, and then what happened? What was this whole? I only saw like the little bumper in between the commercials. Like, what did he say that made her cry?
Peter told... Well, Rachel. This is... I think Rachel's being a little ridiculous. And let me know what you guys think about this. So, what does being engaged mean?
Oh.
Well, being engaged means that you will get married.
Yes.
Being engaged doesn't mean, like... It's a more serious form of dating. Like, no.
That's
being engaged, you get engaged because you're going to get married.
So Peter doesn't want to get engaged.
And Peter's like, I'm not ready to get down on one knee and be engaged to you because I feel like while I am falling in love with you, I want to do that one time for real, and I don't feel that I'm in that place. But we can get there if you hang with me and choose me.
And so she freaked out.
And she is like, see, I don't see engagement like that. I want to be engaged by the end of this process. And I think what she's doing is she's combining
dating.
She's combining like she's comparing everyone. And some of them, I think, are crazily in this place where they're willing to say, I want to get married to you right now. I'm in love with you.
It's just bizarre when the courtship is like synonymous with the engagement. Right? It's
yes.
Like, that should
it
be...
is weird.
Yeah, anyway.
No, I saw that clip and I was like, Rachel, please.
It just feels like I've been with her every step of the way. And now for her to say something like that, I'm just kind of like, see, are you saying that because the show is putting pressure on you? Because obviously they want an engagement so they can then air the wedding, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
Like, is that what's going on here? Or do you genuinely believe this? And if so, is the fact that the show wants this making you throw away the best guy for you, who I think is Peter?
Okay. Also, it could just be a fully producer-engineered moment, and they just really acted the shit
But
out
she
of
was that. Crying. I mean, is she a fucking Academy Award-winning actress? She cries
probably.
A lot.
Yeah.
And she looks great while she cries.
She certainly does look great. Are you watching it, HPJ?
I just watch and I feel nothing.
Yeah, same. I'm like,
I feel my brain rolling out of my ears. But
and honestly,
I kind of like it.
No, it's just so easy to watch and it doesn't make me anxious. Like, literally, my thing is everything makes me anxious. Like, I was like watching Mad Men behind a pillow.
Oh my God. For more Bachelor coverage, listen to the Forever Dog podcast, Fresh Batch, hosted by Michelle Collins. Friend of the show.
I am obsessed with her. She's so funny.
She's
fantastic.
She's so
as
good.
As a fan, I mean, I don't know. I don't
know. Yeah. No.
You don't know her personally.
Not yet.
But if you want to know her and meet her, she'll be at I Don't Think So, Honey. Las Culturistas Live.
There's
so
that
honey.
Plug we needed before
and
the
can
next
I just
segment.
Say, it's on my birthday.
What? Are you going to come?
Oh my God, Kath, go.
I'm going to be out of town.
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Go out of town
for my
birthday.
Do it.
Come on.
Do it.
But I will say that the first one was the, not kidding, best night of my life.
Oh my God. You killed.
It was the most magical, joyous community celebration.
We're very proud of it.
It was so fun.
And we're going to have a great fucking time.
It's going to be great.
Go on your fucking ticket fly or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And buy tickets. You can get them. I believe it's $10 in advance, going to be $12 at the door, something like that. So August 11th, doors are going to be open at 7. The show will start at 8, guys. Amazing people like Michelle Buteau, Michelle Collins.
Oh, Broadway people like Joelle Perez.
Oh, my God.
And so people were reaching out to us saying that the ticket link said it was sold out, but they've just released a new batch of tickets, which means that, you know, tickets are kind of scarce, so get on that.
Yeah. Here's the thing. You will have fun if you come to the show.
Yes, it'll be so fun.
Oh.
So there you go.
You will be overjoyed.
You will gag.
Testimonial from Kathco. Okay, here we go.
And now it's time.
It's time for I Don't Think So, Honey.
Oh. It's time for I Don't Think So, Honey. I Don't Think So, Honey is, of course, the segment which that show was going to be based on. It's 1 minute that we take to rail against something in culture that's really, it's just not right. So there's something not right about it, and we take a minute to dress it down.
Okay.
Now, I believe Bowen has one, and we've alluded to it several times.
Yes, okay, I'll start.
Okay. So is that okay that you start?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay.
Wow.
This is, okay.
This is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey, and his time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey, my Spotify Discover Weekly playlist for thinking I am basic gay trash. Do not keep putting the same Raja, Mimi I'm First, fucking Nina Flowers trash tracks. I don't want to listen to Willem sing over a shittily produced beat. I contain multitude Spotify. I listen to too much fucking Blood Orange and Mitski and, you know, Waxahachie to for you to judge me like this. I feel judged by Spotify. I'm gonna say it. Spotify, you're judging me. And I am not that girl, okay? I am a deep, musically cultured motherfucker, and if you don't put more indie-inspired tracks on my Discover Weekly, I'm going to sue you for defamation of character, for character assassination, honey, to quote Taylor Swift, another artist whom I like but am not enamored with in the way that you think I am by putting Selena Gomez. Spotify, it's not going to happen.
That's 1 minute.
See, it's not going to happen with me and Selena, okay? There you go.
Wow.
Here's the thing. They wouldn't be on the list if you weren't listening to things that alluded to those things.
It's just
so I'm sorry. They are smarter than you.
I'm listening to RuPaul, and so Spotify thinks that I like all the drag queens. And
because
No, I don't. I promise you. I fucking hate Willem and Alaska and fucking...
You don't like Alaska's music?
I like Alaska's music, but I don't like it when it's Willem, Alaska, and Courtney Act, like, doing their American Apparel Girls thing. I'm like, no.
As an avid follower of Bowen's playlist, I will say that he has so many layers.
I have so many layers. Thank you so much, Kathco.
I just want to thank Spotify for nailing it every time with me. We get it right every time. My Spotify For You playlist is really dead on. And thank you so much, Spotify. If you'd like to sponsor the podcast, don't let what Bowen just said turn you off.
Some of us aren't as one-dimensional.
Just a little bit more professional.
Some of us aren't as one-dimensional. This is Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So, Honey. We've got 1 minute
on the clock.
We're
jumping right in.
Yes!
As Peter Smith said, this roller coaster has started and we are on it.
Oh.
That's a good Peter impression.
I know, I was going to say.
That's great. Okay,
I do, Peter.
Matt Rogers. I Don't Think So, Honey. Time starts now.
I Don't Think So, Honey. The doctor who prescribed me antibiotics for bronchitis, which is a virus.
Oh.
Listen. I listened to you because you have a, I assume, medical degree.
Ooh.
But then I didn't feel better. In fact, I felt worse. And I'm still coughing, bitch. I Don't Think So, Honey. Why would you put me on a Z-Pak, a powerful antibiotic, for something... And maybe you guys can reach out to me if you have a fucking doctorate and, like, let me know what the fuck this is, because I feel worse. And why would you prescribe an antibiotic, which is to treat bacterial infections, yes?
Correct.
For something that is a virus. I mean, you said I trusted you. I trusted you.
Oh,
no. I trusted you. I looked you in your eyes.
15 seconds.
And you said, you patted me on the back and you made jokes to me. I praised you on this podcast for your humor. Well, I take away that praise today because you have made me sick.
5 seconds.
You have made me cough. And it was anxious up at Montreal because I had a performance and I was cough, and I Don't Think So, Honey.
And that's 1 minute.
I still cough.
You still cough? Okay, well, Matt, here's the thing. Not to plug another Forever Dog podcast, but Relatively Healthy, hosted by Janie Stoller and Ellen Stoller.
But absolutely to plug them.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely to plug them. We can call them up and ask them, but I think I do.
I think
know why.
I will call.
But you know, I will say, last summer I had a cough thing, and it just lingers for
is
like
that,
a
that's
month.
Just what they do.
It's just what it happens. If you want to go out and live your life, you have to just accept.
Well, yeah,
listen to that.
It's horrible. I mean, horrible. I know.
I mean, the thing is, like, it just made me nervous because I thought I was going to get better, and then of course I had this like high stakes performance where I have to use my full voice, and I was like, Jesus Christ! I was just irritated.
But your voice sounds great.
Thank you.
It did not hold you back.
It didn't hold me back. No. Thankfully. But yes. It was like a nightmare situation where I was like, oh God, like of course this of all weeks.
That's how it always goes.
Yes. Yeah.
But the adrenaline takes you to the top.
There you go.
Maybe I should just be prescribed adrenaline. Maybe I should just be prescribed life. Maybe I shouldn't even ever go to CityMD. Maybe I don't need all this.
Okay. Mm. Now, I have a theory as to why they prescribed you antibiotics anyway, even though they knew it was viral.
Yeah, you got into this a little bit last night. What did you say?
Because I think it's just... not a prophylaxis, but it's just like it's preventing it from becoming, from being compounded by something bacterial.
A prophylactic?
But here's the thing. Call 844-STOLAR-X to leave a message for the relatively healthy hotline.
And I think I will. Maybe we'll have some crossover.
We'll have some crossover. Okay, Cathco. This is it.
It's time. This is Catherine's. I don't think so, honey.
Catherine's, I don't think so. What was your... The one that you did at the show was about...
Women's clothing sizes.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
I could do a whole other hour on that.
And okay. And that is actually on Spoke.
Yes. On Spoke, the
Get
app.
Get Spoke.
Get Spoke. It's sponsoring the show. It's sponsoring us. They're great friends of ours. Yes. Through SiriusXM. It's their new app and their discovery app for podcasts.
Yeah, and they put Catherine Cohen's I Don't Think So Honey live on that. Love and it. Now we're about to hear another one right here. This is Catherine Cohen's I Don't Think So Honey, and her time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, when I look at my iPhone and the sun reflects off my iPhone and directly into my eyes.
Oh!
No, Apple. No, my eyes. You need to change the phone. You need to change the sun. You need to change the way it goes right into my eyes. I send out a tweet when I'm walking down the street. I look. I want to refresh for likes. I want that rush. I want to feel needed and important. And all of a sudden, the light blinds me right in my own eye. And a bitch, you know, honey, that I have migraines with a visual aura that is triggered by bright lights. So I shy away from bright lights. I wear sunglasses inside if I need to because of the migraines. So I don't want to look at my phone to see if I booked or if I got a text or if he finally texted back. Only have the sun herself 15. Shining me right back in the eyes. The sun should go down earlier. I don't like the heat. I don't like the summer. All I've ever done in a bikini is sob.
Five.
Time for fall. Take the sun down. Apple, fix it.
Oh my God, that's 1 minute.
Change the sun.
Change the sun. Migraines with a visual aura.
Oh my God. I mean, what a beautiful tapestry of words.
There was amazing. It was athletic what you just did.
Well,
I think that goes in the Hall of Fame. That was performance.
That was a Hall of Fame performance, and we thank you for it.
I'm honored. I mean, it's something I feel really passionate about.
Yeah.
How many times a day does that happen to you?
Happens a lot. Which, like, I got my either it reflects into your eye and there's the glare, or the brightness doesn't go up high enough in the sun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try and go out for a jog. I try and be good to myself. I want to change the song. No, I'm blinded for a full minute.
You can never win with Apple.
No.
It's never
or with jogging.
Or with jogging or with our visual auras in our migraines.
It's never happened to me.
Okay. You know why I get migraines?
I think it's fake.
Because I'm incredibly sensitive.
Yeah. So do you get them the kind of one where you start to feel it coming on and you're like, guys, gotta go?
Yeah, I'm like a woman who needs to be by the sea. Like, I need to, like, take my time.
A woman who needs to
be by the sea.
Or
by a lake?
Rule number 79 of culture. Some women need to be by the sea.
Yes, to heal.
Mm-hmm. Mm. To heal. This is such a great episode, Cathco.
I love you guys so much.
You are a dream.
I listen to everything, so I know so much about you and all the guests. And I just want to say that I love all the guests.
Oh, my God. And now?
Equally.
And now you join the pantheon.
Oh, and I'm so excited for you guys to be in the Turner Masters Memory Hospital.
Yes.
Which I'm going to plug. It is a narrative fictional podcast, 6-episode absurd comedy series written by myself and my love, Stephen Marco.
Honey. Yes, I love that plug.
Limited series, honey.
Limited series. You know what? Limited series, not unlike Big Little Lies. Will there be just as much drama? I think that there will.
Will there be a lot of speculation about season 2? Maybe.
I think that there will.
There's a lot of finger wagging going on right now.
Will there be Reese Witherspoon puking up green? No.
Oh, wait. I almost for a second forgot about that scene.
Oh, yeah.
Amazing.
It's everything.
Somebody I was talking to recently was like, that was crazy in the finale when she puked up green. I was like, that wasn't the last episode, but if it had been the last image of the show, I would have been gagged.
Truly.
Just ends with that.
I don't need that whole beautiful last sequence
of them staring into the ocean.
Gotta love.
Okay, we love you so much, Catherine.
I love you guys.
Check Where can they find you on social so that they can go to
at
your show?
At
Kat C. Cohen.
There you go.
I do the Instagram, Twitter.
She does it all.
All of it.
Gag for it. So listen, my name is Matt Rogers.
My name is Bowen Yang.
And this is I Don't Think So, Honey. Thank you so much.
This is Las Culturistas.
Oh my God. Wow. I mean, that's crazy. I guess you guys should come to the show. I really messed up.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh my God. I'm so embarrassed.
Bye.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm humiliated. This is so crazy.
Oh my God.
We're still going. Oh my God. I'm so
Are we still filming?
We're still filming. Oh my God.
Forever. Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Brett Boehm. For more podcasts, please visit foreverdogproductions.com.